Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. With one of jazz's best innovators, we begin with Train, Mr. John William Coltrane, with the 1957 song Straight Street off his Coltrane album. And with that tune, a full hour of jazz dedicated to the life of Train ensues. The brilliant saxophonist and composer shaped the way we listen to jazz and brought us an enormously rich catalog of tunes and a relatively short Beatles-esque time period. Born in 1926 in the small town of Hamlet, North Carolina, he rose to the top rung of the jazz world and has become a name synonymous with the finest music ever penned and played. Of all the things he was known for, he was a practitioner of bebop that helped usher in modes in jazz and later on in his career brought us the beauty of free jazz. And did he ever. In his brief career, he was instrumental in 50 recording sessions as a leader and was a sideman on many, many projects. And those were done with the great Miles Davis and Thelonious Fear Monk and other cats that are very memorable, like Milt Baggs Jackson, that are held close to a jazz lover's heartbeat. Along with a massive amount of awards following his passing, he had jazz in his family lineage. His second wife, Alice Coltrane, is a pianist, and his son, Ravi Coltrane, is a saxophonist. Both wield a huge influence in the world of jazz and keep the notes fresh and inventive in the entire jazz universe. And good for us. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that simply loves John Coltrane, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here to give you a glimpse into the life and music of a jazz treasure, Mr. Coltrane. Let's keep the train moving around here. Our next track also comes from 1957. Here's Lazy Bird off his iconic Blue Train album. We'll be right back.
This is San Francisco trumpeter Joel Behrman. Tune in to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino for all the latest and realest in jazz and jazz musicians.
That was the 1958 song Russian Lullaby off his album Soul Train. At the age of 12, Train endured the passing of his aunt, grandparents, and his father within months of each other. He was to be raised by his mother and a close cousin. His initial roots in jazz came via the Navy Jazz Band shortly after he was enlisted. And following his service, he went to Philadelphia and started his jazz theory studies via guitarist and composer Dennis Sandel. Coltrane later referred to this point in his life as a time when a wide area of listening opened him up, when cats like Coleman Hawkins, Ben Webster, and Tab Smith stirred up strong emotions within him. Then, on June 5, 1945, he saw Charlie Yardbird Parker perform for the very first time. He became an idol and later a contemporary. And that's all you ever hear about Bird, is that he moves people in ways that were extraordinary. This next tune on our Train retrospective is 1959's Just Friends, and wasn't Coltrane to us all, off the Coltrane Time album. Thank you.
Hi, this is Gary Smolian. You're listening to and enjoying Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz.
That was the 1962 Giant Steps off his groundbreaking fifth studio album by the same name. This album showcased Coltrane's melodic phrasing that came to be known as Sheets of Sound and featured his Coltrane changes. In 2003, the album was ranked as number 102 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. Even though it's now hailed as a classic, what Coltrane was doing at the time perplexed both fans and musicians alike. It was called anti-jazz at the time, and it was such a radical departure from classic jazz sounds. But that is why Coltrane became a legend. Hindsight is always 20/20. Moving more into the 60s here on the show, this is the 1961 song I Hear a Rhapsody off his Lush Life album.
Thank you. Hi, this is Herman Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was a very refined John Coltrane motoring along in his career with the song Village Blues off the 1961 album Coltrane Jazz. During the 60s, Coltrane had formed his own quartet that included pianist McCoy Tyner, drummer Elvin Jones, and bassist Jimmy Garrison. He went on to play with cats like Eric Dolphy and Froa Sanders. Thus, he moved into more of an experimental phase of his career. But with his quartet, he created some of the most imaginative and cool albums in jazz history, like My Favorite Things, Africa Brass, Impressions, Giant Steps, and his huge work, A Love Supreme. Coltrane felt we all must make a conscious effort to effect positive change in the world, and with these albums, he did that. On that note, we begin moving that train down the roller coaster hill towards the end of this Coltrane-esque perspective with one of the finest accomplishments of his career, the 1965 song Acknowledgement off his album A Love Supreme. Again, that was Train with the tune Acknowledgement off of Love Supreme. The music and sphere and that influence Coltrane had on the world was huge in both mainstream and avant-garde circles, and it continues to grow in his afterglow. Train left us in 1967 after a battle with liver disease at the young age of 41. Before he died, he entered the Downbeat Jazz Hall of Fame in 65, and from there, every award known has been given to him in honor of his work. Our final Train track is from the 1965 album, Living Space. Here's the tune, The Last Blues. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man bringing you the jazz, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show. Let us know what you like to hear out there in Jazzland. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.